You've got to have goals. You've got to have a vision. You've got to be clear about what you're moving towards, because in the context of nothing, nothing matters. We have developed what I call the Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments are something that we're about to launch inside of Salon Mastery. They are 10 commandments of self-leadership. Your team mirrors you. Their attitude reflects your standards. That's why leadership starts in the mirror. If you're going to do something every day for the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years, why not be the best?
Welcome to the number one fix for toxic team vibes. I'm Larissa, your host. I'm the founder of the Salon Owners Collective and the podcast. And today I want to talk about that feeling when you walk into your salon and you feel like something's just off. You know, like the vibe is heavy. Maybe there's some subtle gossip hanging around in the background, or worse, there's just that energy. Do you know the one that's not so great and it starts to spread like wildfire? And what you're feeling isn't random, by the way. This is human nature left unmanaged. And unless you take control, the energy can quietly sabotage your salon's culture. It can sabotage the results, your bottom line. So today, Joel is going to walk you through and reveal how to recalibrate your team and fast. And he's going to share the exact framework he's created called the 10 Commandments of Self-Leadership. This is going to help your team step up, take ownership, reset your salon's vibe from the inside out, like it starts with you. And so if you're craving a team that shows up with energy, accountability, and really join you in that drive for excellence, this is the conversation that you need. Enjoy.
Have you ever walked into your salon before and it's felt a little bit off, like something in the energy is just heavy amongst your staff? Maybe there's some subtle gossip that's evident. Maybe there's a lack of drive, or maybe there's just an average attitude that seems to spread like wildfire from one person to the next. If that's you, you're not imagining it. What you're feeling is human nature left unmanaged. And it can quietly sabotage your culture, your results, and most importantly, your team vibe. And so today I want to talk to you about how to recalibrate that fast. One of the things that we know is that human beings, your staff members, we are wired for comfort. We seek ease. That's what we seek. We seek connection, even if it's the wrong kind, like bonding over gossip. Like we all know and have experienced that before. We often resist effort unless it's really intentional. And without leadership, especially self-leadership, your team will default to average. Not because they're bad people, but because no one has taught them how to lead themselves first. And as the leader, you attract what you allow. Your team mirrors you. Their attitude reflects your standards. That's why leadership starts in the mirror. And so, question for you is, what if the problem isn't your team, but actually it's their awareness? What if you could elevate their thinking so that they made better choices every single day? Choices that uplift the culture. Choices that move the vibe forward, choices that improve the results that we're all after. What if instead of nagging or managing behavior, you could inspire better standards from the inside out? This is exactly why we created a self-leadership tune-up for your team. So many years ago, I realized that many salon owners were dealing with staff members at an attitude problem, but because they didn't know how to have that conversation, it was covered up by a salon problem, like poor performance or misalignment in behavior. But the real problem that sits underneath all of it is the attitude that just hasn't yet arrived. And my belief is that with great leadership from you as a salon owner and great self-leadership from your team, that we can reveal blind spots, elevate personal awareness, and then organically, without effort, because of those two things, staff members will by default make better choices. And we all know that better choices make better results. And so we have developed what I call the 10 commandments. And the 10 commandments are something that we're about to launch inside of Salon Mastery. They are 10 commandments of self-leadership, 10 short weekly videos designed, you know, like in a, let's just say in January 2026, you kind of like kick off the year. It's like for the next 10 weeks, team, we're going to be focusing on developing our awareness, on becoming the best version of ourselves, however you frame that, on becoming better leaders. And so there's 10 videos, they're super short videos, and you can send them out individually to your team so they can watch them in the quiet of their own homes. They can watch them multiple times. They can find them inside of the app where we also show them transparently how they can hit their targets. You can find them in there. You can run them on the laptop at the next team meeting or at the front or back end of your daily team huddle. And those short commandments, those short videos are delivered by me. They are one conversation, one cultural upgrade at a time. So let me give you a little bit of a taste as to what it is that I'm talking about. So the very first of the 10 commandments is called Thou Shalt Take Ownership. As a business owner, you're probably somewhere between a 5 and a 10 out of 10 when it comes to ownership. The very nature of entrepreneurship, unless your business was handed to you, requires you to just take ownership, to be accountable, to be responsive and adaptable, to not take the world, the conditions, adversity at face value, but to rather go, what's the opportunity here? And most importantly, not to blame or self-sabotage or to make excuses or pretend like there isn't a problem right in front of you. And so that very first video is one of the biggest mirrors that we hold up that encourages all staff members from apprentice to senior master, stylist or therapist. This is what it looks like for you to take full ownership for how your life is and for how it will be. I think that is one of the greatest reflections of human maturity, is accepting everything that happens to and around you.
Hey, I just wanted to quickly interrupt you and say, hey, a quick thank you. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you're loving this episode. But let me ask you, have you ever felt like you reached the top of the mountain only to realize there's another even bigger peak ahead? So if you have hit the $1 million revenue mark already, but suddenly the strategies that got you here aren't really working anymore, growth has slowed, you're making bigger decisions, managing a larger team, and the weight of it all, well, it's a lot. It's exactly why I created the Salon Mastery Boardroom, and it's an exclusive place designed especially for salon CEOs like you, where you've gained a high level of achievement already. In the boardroom, we discuss high-level strategies, leadership insights, business model shifts, and things that we need to reach the next big milestone. Sometimes you just need a new milestone. Inside of Boardroom, you'll also be surrounded by powerhouse women and men, a powerhouse of community and other million-dollar-plus salon owners sharing insights, challenges, breakthroughs, because scaling to multi-million dollars, well, you shouldn't have to do it alone. So if you're ready to take your salon and your leadership to the next level, let's talk. I'd love to invite you to a complimentary million-dollar strategy call. We'll map out your next steps, explore how Boardroom can support your journey. All you need to do is click now. I've put it in the show notes of this episode. Let's talk about your business and see if we're the right people to help you with your next step. All right, well, that's enough for me. And let's get back to the episode.
The second commandment is thou shalt choose my perspective. I think we've got enough evidence from the science community now to validate that most of what we see and hear mostly, like our sensory experience, is, you know, mostly untrue. And our reticular activating system or our cognitive bias is what's driving our overall life experience. And so if we learned how to shift our perspective, how to have multiple perspectives, how to be open to other people's perspective, I think there'd be less defensiveness. I think there'd be less confrontation. I think there'd be less misunderstanding. I think communication would be better. I think people would have more connection. And I think hard conversations for you and for your staff members would start to become less hard. The impact on personal relationships when someone elevates their skill around perspective and being open to the idea, the fact, the science now that says just because it's your perspective, it doesn't mean that it's true, accurate, or right. It's just a perspective. There are 8 other commandments, and I'm just going to whip through them. Number 3 is thou shalt set personal goals. You've got to have goals. You've got to have a vision. You've got to be clear about what you're moving towards, because in the context of nothing, nothing matters. But when you have a goal, a clear, compelling goal, whether that's professional or personal, whether that's high level or eye level, the goal gives context to the effort, the intentionality, the reason why we need to get up, dress up, and show up. This is so, so important that your people have goals. We have an incredible tool inside of Salon Mastery. It's called the 7-Minute One-on-One. It is all about drawing those goals out of your people. Number 4 is thou shalt influence others. And the truth behind this one is actually that you cannot not influence. And so if that's true, the real question becomes, well, if I influence, is it even as a first year, first month, first week apprentice, if I influence, what do I want my influence to be? And instead of being accidental about my influence, why don't I be intentional? Why don't I write down, choose the kind of influence and impact that I want to have on my team? Number 5, shall celebrate small wins. This is so, so key. I learned this in positive psychology. The most successful and resilient people in the world are those that can investigate, find and identify the small wins, the small progress, the small good that is in each and every day, even in the adversity that so many of us are experiencing. Number 6 is thou shalt win the morning. There is so much evidence to suggest that if we can create our morning, if we can be intentional about our morning from when we wake up to the alarm that tells us to go to bed, and everything from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. before we step into the salon itself, if we are intentional and creative about that time frame, we bring our very best to work. And I think if we bring our best to work, we give ourselves permission to switch off when we get home from work and to be fully present with our families, with our partners, with ourselves. And that has got to be good for us. Number seven is thou shalt seek useful feedback. One of the reasons that people stagnate and stall and become complacent and their soul goes to sleep and they just stop showing up with the energy they once have, whether you're an apprentice or an owner, is that you've just stopped growing. And deep down, the human spirit requires you to keep growing. It's what blows your hair back. It's what opens your eyes. It is what makes you smile, like from your heart outward. And I just fundamentally believe that the fast track for your growth involves asking the right people at the right time and processing the right parts of that feedback into your work, full stop, to seek useful feedback. Number eight is to deliver world-class results, nothing short of. The only option for you is to become the best there is, either as a team or as an individual stylist or therapist, the best at consultations, the best at team culture, the best at this particular hairstyle, the best at that particular skin technique. Like, become the best, become world class. The world, the marketplace, the team, the pay rise, it will not be able to ignore you. If you're going to do something every day for the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years, why not be the best? Number nine is thou shalt create a life by design. That's a big topic. But the fundamental belief here is that life is either by accident, by default, or it is intentional and by design. So what does it look like for you to live your life by design? And last, but certainly not least, and backed up by many tools that we have inside of our app that both owners, managers, and staff members can access, is number 10, thou shalt earn $100,000 per year. If you're in the UK or the US or somewhere else, and that's out of reach or not realistic, we just adjust the number. We make it something that is, from a society perspective, aspirational, that really leaves your staff members going, you know what? That would be a measure of success for me. And we teach them exactly how to do that. These commandments are not rules. They are reminders and anchors. They are mindset upgrades to raise the emotional and professional standard in your salon. And when your team levels up internally, everything on the outside follows. So, with all of that being said, if you've been feeling like your team needs a reset, a vibe check even, let's be absolutely honest right now. It's an attitude adjustment. This is absolutely your next move. And the Ten Commandments really are the rising tide that lifts all boats. And it starts with you choosing to lead differently. Because remember, you don't attract what you want. You don't get in life what you want. You attract who you are. You get who you are. Lead yourself. Elevate your team, and together let's raise the standard of what's possible in our industry.
And that's a wrap for today. Thank you, Joel. Now, if you are ready to reset your team attitude to fully step into your salon CEO role, then it's time to put a real plan in place. This is my invitation to book a strategy call with me. Let's get a roadmap in place for you to get you unstuck, back into momentum, and working towards the $1 million salon. So together, we'll see if Salon Mastery is the right fit for you to support your growth. Now, we only take on 5 salons at a time because we want to ensure that you get the exact help that you need. We'll create a solid strategy plan just for you. We'll find out what you need and how to solve the problem. So you'll find the link in the show notes of this episode, or you can just find it on www.salonownerscollective.com. You can always send me a DM because I'm always in the DMs. So the vibe of your salon. It starts with you, so let's get intentional. Book that call now. Let's make it happen. Otherwise, until next week, same time, same place, on the podcast. Ciao for now.